located at the base of the mighty Sierra Nevada Range in Northern California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you from Studio B on blogtalkradio.com. And it's a nice day here in the Sierra Nevada. It's very cool today, and took the new truck out, the mystery machine, as a couple of friends of mine helped me rename our new ghost hunting vehicle. And I am going to start here in the coming week the construction of the teardrop trailer. Going to be buying the wood for that, and so hopefully by fall we will have a teardrop all gussied up and ready to go. Going to paint it the same color as the truck, kind of that nice teal green. And I'm going to have it shining, you know, and it'll we're going to call it the Scarab. And I think there was another name. I can't remember what we were talking about on the other day about a possible name for it. But one of you will remind me, and I'll write that down so I've got it. I see Kathy is here. Fee-manning the boot button, and we have Christine from British Columbia. British Columbia. She's from CJEVP, and she's a dear friend of ours, and just somebody I have a lot of respect for. I always say that, and of course I respect you all. We have Dominica More out there in I believe it's Jerome, Arizona. Or nearby there, and we have Fire Witch, who was here along with Baiko Dan. The two of them were in early. Boy, they were like right there. We have Michelle 78, and we have Old Crow is there, keeping the security situation here on the ship going good. So good to see you. Span IC, that's a new name, and welcome aboard. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. And, of course, Vekka Dan, and it's Baiko Dan. What am I saying? Vekka Dan. Baiko Dan. Okay, just keep taking the pills. Let's see. We are going to be having a neat show tonight, and I don't see Karen, so I assume Karen is out working, and how dare her do that. So she probably will come in later. Let's see. I didn't see the blessing from Fire Witch, but guess what? I have saved one of these, so I'm going to put it in from Fire Witch. And see if this actually pastes in there. And see if that... oh, you did it? Oh, way to go. Yeah, I was just wanting to make sure that energy was in there. You're good to go, girl. Okay, so she blessed the chat room. We're all protected. Good energies all. Tonight is going to be a special show. We're going to be talking about contacting spirits of family members who have made it their point to try to contact you. So we're going to be exploring different themes here coming up through the next bunch of shows here. You know, not just going in and just talking to them. We're going to go with themed shows. And every week it's going to be a little something different. You know, we'll take a different angle on this stuff and try different things. And I do have, too, if anybody does feel the need and wants to give it a try, I have the Ovilus PX here in the studio. And we're going to be able to hook that up. Still kind of working out the kinks with that one. It's definitely got some behaviors. It was giving me a heck of a hum here in the studio when I turned it off. You know, just little things, you know, you just are what you learn as you go when you put new equipment in. So with that said, I'm looking at callers, and let's see. We have one listening in, from 386, but doesn't have the hand up, so I assume you are a listener, 386, and you are listening to me play all my stuff on the show here before I got the stream going here. So let's see. What have we got number here? It's 646-478-0377. Yeah, oh, don't tell Michael. Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking about when I brought this thing down tonight. And it's amazing. I mean, this thing is the size of a small pack of cigarettes. And it's, you know, I've got the cord on the way that will let me tie it into the broadcast computer. And what's kind of neat about that is I'll be able to basically take all the words that are said and then port them to like a web page that can actually be spitting this stuff out. So I'm going to be talking to Bill Chappell about it. I'm going to ask him if he's got any programs I can get the source for and write my own stuff to do this. But yeah, we're definitely going to work to integrate that, just like the REG device. And I am and I'm in the middle of trying to figure out what to do about that. That's that intention device that I've been using for some time, which basically it takes it's an electronic coin flipper, and you can actually influence it just by intent. And we've been doing experiments on that with our friends on the other side and with all of you, and showing you that you have the ability to use your mind to affect things outside of yourself, as many of you know that these capabilities exist in the human mind. Especially Fire Witch is very good at this stuff, and she's got the ability to make things happen at a remote distance, and so and we always love that. So let's see. Fire Witch, I'll tell you what, Joy, if you want to raise your hand, if that's you called in, go ahead, you know, because nobody else is called in right now. But the theme is that, but I can make exceptions, and since we don't have a callers waiting, let's just go with that, and we'll just take what we get, huh? And let's see. And Kathy, if you wanted to call in, please feel free. I will be glad to have a co-host on, since I thought I was going to have my good buddy in, you know, Karen, but she is not in. What? There's a theme, Gerber Daisy says? Yeah, what we are going to be doing tonight is, okay, I see the hand up there. Yeah, Gerber, I'll before I answer that, I'll just say that what the theme is basically friends and family who are trying to make a point in your home of coming through and getting your attention. And that's how they work quite a bit. And, you know, we get a lot of these when we do these cases. So, you know, definitely you're really hot. Okay, let's see what we get here. Is there a Fire Witch about? Fire Witch, come in.
Yes, there is.
Roger, Raj. Come up to the bridge.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
That's right. There, you're on the ridge of the Discovery. Welcome aboard.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm fair to partly cloudy.
Fair to partly cloudy.
Yeah, this full moon is really strange, and I'll be glad when it's done.
Yeah, they call this, I think, the Hunter Moon, don't they?
No, actually, unless it has more than one name, which it could, because I haven't researched this one. I've just been too busy with other things. But I know it is called the August Moon. And it's a lot of people are having trouble with it from it causing pains to, it's driving my neighborhood crazy. I haven't had a decent sleep in 3 nights since it started. Well, tonight I'm assuming I won't get to sleep. And I just heard some noise going on outside, so I'm hoping they won't disrupt. Or
yeah,
at least
we've been,
get through.
Yeah, we've been having the stuff with deer breaking into the place, and then all sorts of little minor breakages of equipment and anything that I've been working on, little things just suddenly just, you know, breaking in not in big ways, just lots of like little damages happening, and you're going,
various today.
Yeah, it's been it's not enough to tick you off, but it's like, damn, why did that have to happen, you know?
Yeah, I had to call a friend, and I had to leave Kathy's show early this evening and call a friend just to talk to somebody to vent, because I was going to, I wanted to kill somebody.
Oh, that's not, the killing never solves anything, although, you know, it feels really good at the time. You take it from me on a
No, but I did like, I do like your idea of calling in the aliens to do cross circles and abduct people that are playing that Farmville thing.
Farmville.
I finally
happening?
Figured out how to block it from my Facebook, but I saw that thing and just had to post it because I just thought it was hilarious.
You know, that's the thing with Facebook. It's like, you know, you go on there and you just want to track what your friends are doing, and then all these people start giving you things, and you're like, it's like bad. It just starts sucking in your soul, and the next thing you know, you're in like all these different games, and I've kind of purposely
straight
away, you know.
Any of them, I don't even want to get started because I know how they're addictive they can get. I did it on MySpace. And got in that Pirates game, and the next thing I know, I was in the top 10. But oh wow, I was, you know, playing it all the time, and I just had to finally just okay, I'm gonna stop. I just gotta stop. Just stop. Walk away
That's
from
what
it.
I did too.
And after a while, and when you get in the top 10, of course, people jealousy starts coming in. And it just turns crazy. So, but yeah, I just see somebody sub-blocked all the apps. I just block as many as I can figure out how to block. I do block them because all those requests. Because people don't realize they get in there, and when it hits that thing, it's gonna. If you hit that button, it's going to send invites to everybody. All of your friends. So if you're going to do that crap, hit the skip button, people. So
that's
it
like
doesn't.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Vampire Wars, and I just decided to go into hibernation. So I'm letting myself build up just an incredible load of money, you know. And, I see what happened, Kathy. Yeah. All right. Thanks for letting me know that. She's like, her son's using the phone, so. But yeah, I saw that thing with you at Farmville, and I just had to laugh. I was like, if anybody sends me anything again, I'm gonna kill her, gonna burn her farm to the ground.
I know, like, I saw
I
that.
Understand.
I didn't create that. I just saw it and started laughing. I saw it on a friend's page and just laughed. And, this is funny. But then of course I did add that, you know, I would never kill animals. I would set them free, but I wouldn't kill them.
Yeah, well, what I suggested to her on the Facebook page was to
basically the people crop circles.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah, she said something about crop circles, and I go, yeah, they should like introduce aliens that abduct people and then, you know, trample the fields and put the crop circles in and abduct the cattle and abduct the people. You know, so.
Yeah, and definitely do experiments on the people.
Yeah, do experiments on them. That's what I was saying, experiments.
Yeah. Yeah, I can think of one person that I would love to see abducted, and oh well, I better stop. Okay, get your probes ready.
You must be ready for your reading tonight. I've got something here for you. Okay, I have got Audacity sitting here waiting. Now, what did you want to do tonight? Since we're going to kind of break a little bit from what the intended theme was, and then we'll probably see some books calling. Oops.
Well, it didn't look like anybody else was in line, so.
Yeah, let's see. We've got Kathy just dialed in, too, so I just grabbed the line here.
Yeah. Good. I don't think I've ever heard Kathy do one, call in for with one.
Oh, she's done some work with me, yeah. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. My back is much improved. I actually just went, I had dinner and I went back to my place last night and I laid flat all night and just with the laptop and just babied it. And I feel a lot better. And but, you know, getting stuff done, I made some changes in the network lines here in the studio and, you know, getting ready to finalize the last burying of the line that we're on right now. Half of it's buried. It's, yeah, it's real hard to do when your back's out when you're trying to dig ditches and nestle ditches. So I go through a lot for this show, you know? anyway,
you need a ditch witch.
I need a ditch witch. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what those there's machines called ditch witches that are big ditch digger things, right?
Yeah, I just need one that can wave a magic wand and make it all just go where it needs to. But yeah, right now I have to go across the. I have to dig through a driveway area that's gravel, and then I got to route it around the backyard, and it's all laying out right on the ground right now, and then you just dump it in the ground and cover it up. So shouldn't
have
be that big
figured,
a deal.
Have you finished your fire pit?
The fire pit's done. We're going to be cutting wood. I've got the yard is still looking pretty horrible. But I've been making slow and steady progress. What I'm expecting is by probably right around fall the end of September, when I get back from the Grand Tour, things will be looking a lot better. And I'll put some pictures up. I keep promising I will put some pictures up. But the garden. Matter of fact, just around the corner from that, the garden is just going just gangbusters. We're about ready to. Harvest our first squash plants, and the beans are going crazy.
Yeah.
The linus and the string beans. So, yeah, they're just just going. Yeah, they love the sun. And the only thing I regret is I didn't put in sunflowers this year. So I'm going to put in sunflowers next. Yeah, I have some of those 20-foot tall ones.
Once they get done and they grow, you can save some for Hetty.
Oh, what's that?
You can save some for Hetty. My parent.
Oh yeah.
She doesn't. Pionis are not really seed eaters, but picking the seeds out of the flower head is a lot of work and keeps her busy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll remember that because when I grow some, I'll box one up and send it to you.
According to a psychic I talked to last night. I'm going to come to California in November. Well, we'll see.
Well, is that
just a pit stop?
I really feel like that's the truth, and I think that the feeling. I don't know quite where in California you'll end up, but I just get a feeling you'll 2011. Yeah. Well, do you want to try a reading?
Tip it off, and she told me, and I was just like, okay.
You want to give it a shot? Let's see. Is that one of the questions you have?
Well, kind of. Something to do with it. I've got two questions, one about Texas and one about California.
Okay. Well, we'll give that a shot. And Dominica says that the strong smell of flowers just came into the room. And, it's just, we got talking about the garden and, it's just
Herbert
it's a good vibe.
Daisy smells coffee.
What's that?
And Gerber Daisy in the chat says she smells coffee.
Oh my God.
John.
Well, you know, what's funny is, I just got a new coffee pot and, I'm right there next to the garden. And it's funny she would say that because in my house, it was smelling just... I got this new coffee, and the whole house is permeated with the smell of coffee. So that's pretty good that she picked that up.
Do you like dark roast?
I don't like if it's roast that tastes like that burned stuff. You know,
try the new Folgers Black Silk.
Yeah, there's some of those coffees that taste like they've just been burned over a damn, you know, and then thrown back in and you know, passed off as real coffee, you know, and I just go, ew. I like a softer blend that's got the real taste and it's got the nutty flavor, you know, but the bitters, no, I just don't
you
go
like
for bitter
the
coffee.
Hazelnut.
Yep. I'm a hazelnut guy, and also occasionally in the winter, I like a wee bit of alcohol, you know, in the coffee helps out. And okay, we're going to go ahead and fire up here and do some here. Okay, so.
Okay, and big circle, get out of the way and let the fire take over.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires here. Here we go. Okay, Kathy, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay. Good intentions, Kathy. We love you.
We love you too.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to do a five count. Just make sure everything's running good here. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check.
Okay. This looks good. Okay, Joy, you all set with your questions?
Right.
Okay, here we go. On the five count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
This question is for Lady Nada or Malachi or my higher self. And I would like to know if it going to Texas has to do with health reasons, or will I be meeting up with Saint Germain there to do some work, or could it be both?
Okay, next question.
Okay. And is my going to California have anything to do with Atlantis rising, or is Atlantis rising merely symbolism for the return of the Atlanteans, and they will be grouping together in California, or is Atlantis going to rise off of or near Massachusetts?
Okay, we let that, now what I did is I let that one run out a bit because of the length of the questions was there, and so I'm going to go ahead, I already timed out, I wrote down everything, how far you went. You went 4 minutes or 4 seconds to 30 seconds on the first question, so I'm going to first isolate those and run the compression. Now, This question about Atlantis is striking to me. What's your reasoning on the Atlantis in California?
Well, I keep getting visions. I've had some. And I've asked Malachi, and Malachi has told me that Atlantis will come back. I just can't tell from my visions if the city is actually going to return. Is it going to rise out of the ocean? Is it going to rise and just come up out of the land? Or is that actually just symbolism of the return of the Atlantean people?
I would tend to think that if it's a continental mass that's coming back up or some sort of major shift in the land, the underwater, if it was something like that, it would be a case where the land would, you know, come up, but the buildings would be destroyed, and it would just be a case of people repopulating and going back, you know, just repopulating that land. You know, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing is, with plate tectonics, we have a really good understanding of the Earth, the way things are. Now, where do you think Atlantis is right now? I mean, what part of the world?
Well, at one time, I thought it was off the Atlantic, and that's maybe why I had a calling to go to Florida. I like looking at the ocean, but I can't tolerate the sun, but I just had this overwhelming desire to go be near the ocean. So that's why I moved to Daytona. But while I was there, I just felt like it had something to do with California. because I can't figure out why that I keep being told that I'm going to be going to California, unless it would be to go there to meet up with other Atlanteans. Of course, there might be some project, you know, that's coming up that I just haven't thought about.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
See, but
the amount of what we've been noticing, you know, because I live, you know, right where earthquakes happen quite a bit. You know, it's about once a month I'll actually feel one.
Yeah.
With especially over by Reno, we have an awful lot of seismic activity in the Sierras right now. Just outside of Reno is the town of Boomtown or Verdi. And you'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden your chair will just go thump, and you know. And I'll go out and look at the USGS page immediately and record it. And sometimes I report that I felt it from where I'm at in Shingled Springs, and it is just an amazing amount of activity. I'm not used to this much happening. And what was funny was today I was of all places the men's bathroom at work, and I looked down and the floor was all cracked. And I just thought, you know, this is a fairly new building, and the floor had this about good 6-foot crack in it going across the tile.
Is it concrete, like painted concrete or tile or what?
It had tile. It was this really expensive, well-done tile, and it just was like cracked, this big, long crack. And I'm going, and it just appeared out of nowhere, and I'm thinking, you know, and we've had other little things happening, like sometimes the doors will stick, and then you'll have little the buildings are shifting and settling and doing different things. And this is the stuff that happened before with San Francisco when the 1987 quake happened at Loma Prieta. And now we're having it here where I'm at. So, you know, I've been watching this just going, oh, boy, you know, I hope it's not here. I hope it's like, you know, someplace else. But it's definitely picking up. I mean, you can see that there's something coming. And we're used to it being not in our area, but I've been through a 6-pointer here as a kid, I was actually in a desk at school, and it was vibrating so bad we couldn't get out of our desk. We were just literally riding the desks around, and all the kids are screaming in the class. So it does get bad here, you know, even though it's they say it's quote a earthquake safe zone. I've been through it. It's not exactly that way. There's a lot of faults out here.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't know this until not too long ago, any river is a fault line. I didn't know that, but I found out not too long ago that, yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense because, water is going to seek the lowest point, and it's...
I've had some visions of the dam on Lake Pontchartrain. But I'm not so sure it's going to be a hurricane this time.
What do you mean?
The dam on Lake Pontchartrain, I think it's going to go again. And I'm not so sure it's going to be a hurricane this time, you know, that causes flooding and takes it out. And I don't think it would take much because I don't think that dam's in good condition. And
yeah,
I think just tremors would do that area. There's
in the Tennessee area, and I'm trying to remember the name of this. It's I think it's the New Hebrides fault zone, and what it is it's that particular section of the United States is under great pressure from both east and west, where the two different continental plates are literally squeezing the continent in the middle, and it's created this fault zone. Now, every 300 years or so, this fault zone, 200 to 300 years, that's it, this fault zone will unleash an immense amount of earthquake activity. Now, in the 1850s, there was a massive set of quakes that lasted for 2 years, killed probably on the order of 1,000 people back then. And this is well before, you know, there was, you know, the nearly the amount of people that are out there now. But throughout the eastern seaboard, when that quake happened, it rang church bells all the way in Boston and in South Carolina. Whoops, I'm sitting here doing, while I'm talking about this, I'm doing your stuff here. But the bottom line is those quakes they were on the order of 8.5 to upwards nearing 9.0. Now what's different about that side of the country is that the continental plate there is cold. And it conducts energy very well over a very long distance. Now here in California, our quakes are big, you know, and we have some amazing amount of energy that goes in, you know, that they put out. But because it's more soft and pliable, you know, the land we're on, it dampens it down. But what you're talking about with this Lake Pontchartrain dam failing, it will be one of many that fail if there is a New Hebrides-style event. And, you know, these just, there will be just literally $2 to $3 to maybe $1 trillion worth of damage. That's how big this could get. I mean, it would be literally it would take the United States out from being a superpower. We would be just in desperate trouble, more than we already are right now. I mean, you know, so yeah, you're right on the money with that. And especially in Louisiana, I think they just don't take good care of their infrastructure.
Because of the oil, and I think Mother Earth is going to hit us with some payback.
Yeah, I you know, it's funny. I think that this stuff that's happening is it's going to be seeking balance, and that's what this is all about. Is that the balance is, you know, we've been living high on the hog here, and it's not a personal thing. It's just that we've been, you know, we push things around, and this you know, the Earth has just these feedback loops and mechanisms, and it has an intelligence, and it's going to look at it and say, okay, I've had enough, you know, and it's just going to...
Yeah, and
man's
greed has caused the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, the planet can reliably sustain, you know, some upwards of about 2 billion people. I mean, that's really what we should be, our numbers should be. But with all the stuff that's going on, especially the more populated third world countries, you know, you're getting into, you know, India and China are industrializing at an enormous rate, and they're doing it at levels that they can't possibly sustain. They're outstripping even our growth capabilities and what we are all about as Americans. And it's just, you know, something's going to give. And boy, when it does, it's going to be something to see. I just don't know what to think. I'm just hoping the people I care about and all, you know, my audience and all that get through it okay, you know, because I mean, you know, love you guys, you know, it's just not going to be a pleasant thing.
The area that you're in is going to be okay as far as earthquake wise goes. Most of it's going to take place in the southern half of California. Anyway.
Yeah. Well.
But you're in the eastern north part, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually not far from Lake Tahoe is where we're at.
Okay,
so it's,
I think that area is going to be okay.
Okay, it looks like we got everything done. There's quite a bit of phrasing going on in the two questions you had, so I was able to pull that out while we were talking here. And I'm going to undo that. Basically your first question, because I'm not going to play that back per se. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to undo this thing I just did.
Okay.
Edit. And your first question had to do with, let me think here, what?
And health reasons or?
Oh, yes, your health.
Well,
okay.
Meeting St. Germain or both.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just play the last part of it here because it ran on there a little bit. So 22 to 29, I'll just make sure we play it back. Yeah, that's because I kind of, because of that phone you have, it does some pretty interesting things. So I've got, okay, so this is the St. Germain question. Now, first thing we got was 2 second verse, 30 to 32 and a half, fairly consistent phrasing. So let's see who we have talking back to us. It's like something he watches me to heaven, or something he watches me from heaven. And one of the things I'm having a little trouble with here in studio right now is the volume level is a little lower than I'd like. So I'm having to really listen on this and see why I am getting such. I'm going to try to adjust this and
turn it up.
Yeah. Well, the trouble is, especially when you're. Yeah, I've got it up as loud as it can go, so I'm going to have to I'll address that after the show. I'll just make do with what I got and just keep going. So here we go, 32 and a half to 34 and a half, next phrase. And these are pretty distinct in nice grouped clusters, so this should go pretty quick. Here we go. Okay, this has to do with Saint Germain, I think, because it says he's helping you, dear, and that's exactly. I mean, that's verbatim. He's helping you, dear. So
okay,
yep. And here we go. 34.5 to 36.5. Here we go. Okay, got it. Very easy. It wouldn't be the same without you. So they really, they like your style. They like you. You're like so original to them. They really love you. So nothing to worry about here. I mean, you're doing great. And 36.5 to 38, next phrase. And then it gets into some, it gets a little more powerful towards as we go on here. It looks like they've got some definite things to say. And I don't know what the chat room's doing, but how's everybody doing in the chat? Yeah, Christine, that is true.
And that was exactly what I had a feeling was it was going to reveal.
Now, Christine, you know, I mean, she's saying, funny how we hear so differently. Boy, I'll tell you, that's so true, and that's why I like to let these kind of almost ferment a while, because they change a little bit over time, I've noticed, and we're getting them hot off the griddle. So new people do hear them differently, and to top it off, they change. So,
and usually what I hear is never what matches anybody else's. That's why I always want to read the chat and see what everybody else is saying.
It's just people's hearing is different, and so I read them off, and I definitely give my interpretation, but it's not necessarily always the only one or the correct one. 36.5 to 38. Here we go. Well, have you been feeling any presences in the house lately, other than the normal ones?
Yeah, there's one that happens to that probably was sent by Saint Germain, but most of the presences spirits here will not come in this particular room that I'm in. They don't like it.
Yeah. Well,
and I have it well protected, and I'm well protected. But
I think you're going to get a personal visit from the big man himself, because he's saying that he's coming here to see you. So, you know, that's what it says. So, I'd be watching for that.
The big man himself.
Yeah, St. Germain's going to drop by. I'd get the tea and crumpets out, you know. And so,
that's why I figured I'm being sent to Texas, because Ascended Master Lady Nada is St. Germain's assistant, or has been in the past.
Okay. And you know,
I didn't know that until somebody found something about that and sent it to me the other day, and I went, huh? And I went, oh, I get it now. I get it now.
Now, just briefly, as we before we go any further, let's see, I'm at 38 to 40.5.
See, at first I thought it was strictly for my health reasons and for me to learn how to deal with the MS. But
yeah.
There's a little more to it. I think, well, maybe I'm going to do both.
Well, absolutely, and I think too. Kathy's just saying she's going to get off here for a bit, and I see Karen has joined us. So, Karen, if you want to dial in anytime, let's just or keep an eye out on the chat room or on the dial-in on the lines. Now, St. Germain, briefly, real briefly, before we continue on, can you give us, like, an idea of who St. Germain is and what he's all about?
I really don't know. I'm not the one to answer this question.
Okay. Tell you what, we'll post it to the chat room.
I think
let's
Dom.
Ask the chat room.
For some reason,
yeah.
I think Dom is.
Yeah, if one of you guys. Could, yeah, and Blue Goose just joined us, and we got everybody's here. Good to see the gang here. But yeah, if we could get someone to do Saint Germain definition, give us a little something. I'll go ahead and read that on air, and that for the audience that's not in the chat room. But let's keep going. 38 to 40.5. Next phrase. Okay, what's funny is a message for me. They're going to help you, John. And so it's sometimes that happens when we do these readings. They'll talk to me. Don't know what that was about for me, but thanks a lot, St. Germain. Appreciate that. Now, here we go. Dominica has it. St. Germain was in life. Many people, example given Sir Francis Bacon, he is an ascended master. He is not the Catholic St. Germain. He was also Columbus. So this is a soul who's been around.
Yeah, well, that's the same case with Ascended Master Lady Nada, and I keep turning up more about her, and I just found out, like I said a few days ago, that she apparently was assistant to Saint Germain at some time. But she started out as she was the priestess in the Temple of Love on Atlantis.
Oh.
And many other things. And I keep, you know, doing research, and it's like, okay.
Well, you know what? When we do get you, you know, and you're all moved into your new location and all that, and we have you on the show, we're going to have to talk more about Atlantis, and because you've been doing a lot of stuff with this, so I think that'll be kind of a good basis for the show. Is about.
I'm originally from Atlanta, so I feel the connection and have some visions of the place, sometimes some memories of it.
Now, Christine is sitting here saying she heard on the last one, John has a secret too. And if I have a secret, I don't know about it because I'm pretty open guy. But yes, you found out. I
now
love bonus.
I'm out on that one.
Secret biggest bonus, yes. What's that?
I said, I'll just shut my mouth on that one because I almost said
anyway, let's see, 40.5. Yeah, you'll be quiet, Ted. You know this. 40.5 to 44, here we go, next phrase. And this one, I might have to do some split on this, if it's too crazy, but see what we got. Joy, I know pretty much the details of your particular situation, so I'm not going to go on air about it, but it's saying here, we're going to get you out from that so-and-so, and that's
that
all I'm going to say. So that's what it's saying, and it was colorful metaphors, audience. So it was saying that we're going to get you out from that particular person, location, whatever it is. So they're rather. I've never heard a saint cuss before. That's a new one for me. 44 through 47 seconds.
Well, see, the saint sent something in last night to have a look around, and went to the shop, and I took care of the demon that was here. But there's one hiding out at the shop.
Huh.
Yeah. And, I haven't been to the shop in a while because of the scam that took place. I just won't go. And, but then again, on a couple of times, I was going to go simply because it was near appointments that I needed to get to. And the funny thing is like, oh, well, he didn't want me to come there. It's like, okay. So the demon's got control and of the situation as far as he goes. And, you know what? I just want to get out of here and to heck with it.
Well,
I've got enough controls in place right now to keep me safe and to keep things. And when I leave, it will degrade and wear off properly. And you know what? I just don't care.
Okay. Well,
because the human is going to get what they deserve.
Okay, let's see, 44 to 47 seconds. Next phrase, here we go. And Christine, thank you for doing what you're doing because it's always good to have a counterpoint with different interpretations. It's, here we go. Now, with you're keeping a pretty good lid on your temper, right?
I nearly lost it today. That's why I had to call a friend and just talk because I just wanted to kill something.
Okay, it's what he says here is I'm going to be helping you to talk is what that says. So, definitely, I think that they're right next to you, kind of keeping you calm and keeping you focused on what you got to do. So, Okay, here we go. 47 to 50 and a half seconds. Next phrase. Actually, a couple of them here. Let's see if we could get lucky and I can do it all in one shot. Okay, you know, I've always liked the old Testament stories where you know, God had the righteous stuff going on, you know, where God's like, you know, it's not always nice what God does. It's like what God does is like, you know, you mess with me, I smote you, you know. And this one is saying we're going to take that shop out.
I
was like, what? And I had to listen to it about three times. And it was, what's that?
The first time I went to the shop, I walked in the back office, I pulled out my bag of cards, I sat down, started pulling cards, and I just went, uh-oh. This place is going to be gone, and it's going down, and within 3 months.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that. What's funny is in the all through the area, a lot of the metaphysical shops are going through really tough times with the economy and all. People are just not putting money out on this kind of thing.
Well,
so
the owner has bad karma from previous lives, bad karma from this life, from this lifetime, and the things he's doing people, you know, while he's pointing, he's spiritual. And that's gonna bite him in the butt.
Yeah. I agree, and I think that I just think it's going to be a lot of adjustments are going to take place with these corrections going on, especially 2011. A lot going down. And what I will Christine is going, mental note to self, don't get magic, Jack. what I really think is a lot of people are not, you know, we've been talking, especially Chris, with regard to Kathy and myself on some of the other shows. You know, I've been sensing this thing that's going to happen in July. Well, we're almost through with July, and, you know, what I've been getting is that this thing has already happened. We just don't know it yet.
Well, it started.
Yeah, it's already like
I have talked before, it probably was starting in July, but we're not, you know, and plus time.
Yeah.
And the other world is there just is no time, so we can't be quite sure.
Well, let's see. Let's take this last phrase. It's a fairly busy one here. Let's see what we get here. 50 and a half to 54 and a half. Here we go. Okay. Your greatest desire right now is this desire for a new home, and that's been, you know, the thing that's just really been eating at you is this new base of home and the new place you can just settle with your nest and all that. And that's what they're saying. They're saying we're going to help you get settled with your new home. You know, they want you with your own, they really want you to have a nice stable place, is what they're saying. And
is this still on my Texas question, or
That's still on the Texas question. I just advanced over to the Atlantean question now. I've got quite a bit of phrasing there, so we're just going to dive right through here and just keep going. And we've got an hour and 5 minutes left, and thanks, everybody, for sticking with us through this. And if you do want to call in, as a matter of fact, well, you know what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and just take a quick second and read off who's in the chat room. Myself, John, I'm here, and we've got Blue Goose, and we've got Castle is with us. Hi, Castle. Kathy's just an echo, so she's taking care of the boot button, and things have been well-behaved out there. Christine, our good esteemed friend from CJEVP, is here. And if you don't know anything about CJEVP, go look it up on the web. She's got a couple of really neat sites out there, and if someone could post the URL to her site out there real quick in the chat room, that would be great, and encourage everyone to go check that out. We got Dominica More is with us, and she's out of Arizona, and we're going to be seeing her in September with the new turquoise vehicles that we're going to be driving here. So she'll get to see us and hug us in person, and we'll get to see her little dog and all that, and who knows, the shadow on the porch. Let's see, we have Elizabeth Rose, and she's also in Arizona, and a big hug to her, and she runs Z-Talk Radio. She's got her own show out there. I think Our Worlds is what it's called, and I've been on it a couple of times and love being on it. We've got Fire Witch is with us, of course. She's on the phone with me with the magic jack that occasionally makes kind of noises. And let's see, we've got Gerber Daisy is with us. Hi there, Gerber. Karen Stream, my co-host there, she's not on the line with me, but good to see you, co-host who's not on with me. Hi, Karen. Let's see, we got Old Crow is here. Hello, my friend, and Old Crow is running the security detail here and is armed to the teeth. Don't mess with that crow. Not a good deal. Let's see, we got Jason from Paranormal Guys Incorporated, runs a great show here on Blog Talk, and we have Vicodan. And he is in charge of engines here for the studio and keeps us going good. And was terribly burned on the first time, the first lesson, but after that, everything's okay. And for all the lurkers out there, we'll be here. What's that?
I said, is that why he was disgruntled?
He got hurt. No, he's just taking Vicodin. Let's see. And, hey, Kathy posted the link. It's http://CJEVPresearch.org CJEVPresearch.org. Give them a check because there's a great community out there. And if you are into doing EVP and you want to learn, that's where I picked up a lot of my techniques and just got around some really fascinating people. And because of them, I am sitting here before you now doing this show. And so I just have a lot of very good things to say about them. So give them a look. Here we go. Second question, 1 minute 30 seconds to 1 minute 33, first phrase in answer to the Atlantis question in California. Here we go. You know, I think if I read this right, and I don't know what Christine is going to say on that because I'm having my volume problems are still here with me. But if I read what I'm hearing right here, it's saying something about we're going to Mount St. Helens, and And there's been, like I've been saying, there's an awful lot of geologic activity here on the West Coast that's going on. It's been, and it's just been kind of nuts lately. The entire Cascadia Range is kind of poised to do something big. Matter of fact, I mean, Christine is sitting right on top of all the big action. If it lets go up there, Christine's going to be doing some rock and roll in there. Because it gets up towards 9.5 earthquakes out to the west of her where she's at. So, yeah, the whole Cascadia subduction zone there is just poised for a big one. And it's about that time, you know. If that thing were to go off, lots of stuff can happen, even all the way down to Mount St. Helens, and even it down here to California. C, 133 to 135 and a half. Next phrase. Okay, we're here with the seven. We're here with the seven. I don't know what that seven's about, but yeah, we're here with the seven. Do you know what that means?
No, I'm still trying to figure out seven, but about three or 4 days ago, Malachi kept giving me seven.
Yeah.
And then four different people I talked to within a couple of days were just kept mentioning things with seven in it. And I'm going, okay, what's going on with seven?
Yeah, despite the fact that my volume issues, it was pretty clear to me. Something about the seven. We're here with the seven. And Christine says, mother's love is here. So, and there can be more than one message encoded in there. So, and if it were something with earth, it's going to be mother. But here we go. Let's keep going. 130. Boy,
but,
this is
God's love. So either Mother Earth or not a love. Well, could be either.
134 and a half to 136 and a half. Next phrase. And I'm going to have to break it in the middle because of this looks complicated here. So let's see what we get. Okay, it's saying my name, Mercy John's helping, and then it's the next phrase breaks out to 136 and a half to 139 and a half. Yeah, it's talking about me again. Okay, I don't know who he's talking to, but it's a male, and he said, I put you highest into the light. I put you highest into the light. So this is definitely supportive messages coming through. 139 and a half to 141 and a half. Next phrase. I'm having trouble with this one, but it's saying something like "Don't take them." I'm going to surround the last two words with question marks because I'm not sure. So I'm just going to keep going. Let's take it at 141 and a half to 144 and a half. Next phrase. Here we go. Thanks. Okay, that took a while. This is a complicated one, but it's interesting. And I don't think this is based on fear. I think it's based on knowing what's going to happen. And these messages are coming through, and so many of us are feeling this impetus and this this major thing coming. This one says, going to help them know, learn where to run. So it's you're talking about the Atlantis, and any time that you have this kind of what you're talking about with this whole these earth changes and things, there's going to be a tremendous amount of energy expended in something like this. This is not going to go unnoticed. I mean, pretty much the entire planet's going to feel this. So there's going to be places where it's safer to be than others, and that's kind of the feeling I get here. Now, we've heard talk about, especially in air, pardon me?
I said this is Malachi told us a lot about this type thing, but it doesn't sound like it's him this time.
Well, it sounds like a different voice, but it's every bit as, you know, I think it's a good influence. I don't get any bad feelings with this. It's basically.
I didn't say that.
No, no, I wasn't implying it. It's just, you know, I just get a feeling it's just another spirit has stepped forward. I don't know who this is, but the thing is they're going to be giving warnings.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're giving some kind of warning of, you know, that just be ready for this stuff. You know, it's funny because a lot of people say, oh, this stuff can never happen. You know, and science is saying, oh, this stuff, it doesn't happen. And they were saying that stuff before they, you know, before we found out that catastrophic things do happen to planets, kind of like what happened in 1993 when Comet Shoemaker crashed into Jupiter and left a, it was such a big explosion. The one of the fireballs was the size of the Earth, you know, hitting Jupiter. And left it scarred for a couple of years there. You could see where the impacts were still. So, you know, this kind of thing happens on this planet. It's impersonal in some ways, but yet to us it's personal because we're the ones going through it. So these spirits are definitely, it's not so much the worry about dying. And I'll tell you, you know, it's funny. You know, we talk about death and dying so much on this show. And with the things that happen to people in disasters and the things that happen to people going through their lives and they get diseases and they get ill and all this, you know, if there was some major thing that took out a lot of us, we're still going to be alive. We're just going to be transformed in a different way, and we're going to be on the other side. And I really think the other side's gearing up for that. I think that it's not going to be the most pretty event there ever was, but a lot of people are going to go back home to the other side. And that's the thing, that the message that they're trying to get through. There will be Earth, you know, will go on. The Earth will not be destroyed. It'll be altered. If it is a major disaster, there's going to be contingencies in place to keep the human race going, and it will continue on this side. But think of what happens with all those spirits that transition, you know, and so this is the kind of thing that they're getting through to us. I really think that's part of the message being talked about here. We're almost to the end of it. We got about 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 more phrases to go.
Someday.
What's
I'm
that?
I'm kind of thinking that there will the change that's going to occur, that we will actually, the ones of us that are going to the other side, will actually be taken to a mirror, a copy of this planet.
I would agree with you that there's alternate realities.
And,
then, yeah.
And yes, exactly. And this one right here will then heal itself.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, when you see... I was just thinking about this theme the other day. I was driving to work, and this whole notion of mass destruction and how we all, take it so personal, and yet the planet just does what it does, and the universe is, you know, going to do what it does, irregardless of us being here. And the fact that, you know, just this week there were the first images from a new space telescope that was just launched revealed that. Literally, in a matter of weeks of observations, several hundred Earth-sized planets that implies that rocky planets like ours are extremely common throughout the universe. And I watch our, I'm in the space exploration business. I mean, that's what I do for a living. And, you know, we build propulsion systems. And I am eternally confounded at the way our government and the way other world governments look at space travel. They're all focused on right now dominating us and messing with our heads and playing these little games that they do. And if I were to look at it and I looked at the population of the Earth and looked at it and said, you know, maybe it would be a good idea if we started, like, you know, moving out. And, you know, I know within a century we're going to have star travel. You know, we need, you know, and I'm sure that our government has been working on that. So if it were me, I would be thinking, you know, pour everything you can get into that and then start, you know, giving incentives for people to move out and you know, colonize and do what they do. So that's just me just standing on my soapbox. But let's keep going here. 144.5 to 146.5. Next phrase. Here we go. I couldn't get any clearer than that. Hey, Sarah. Yeah, do you know anybody in Sarah?
Not in 20 years or so.
Well, it says, hey, Sarah, let me go. Now, that could be, it's not like, hey, Sarah, let, you know, period, let me go. It's like somebody is saying, hey, Sarah, let me go. Sarah allowed me to do something. So I'm kind of leaning on that, but it was extremely clear. Hey, Sarah, let me go. And I don't know what that's about, but it's the same voice, and it's talking about Sarah. So remember that name. That's a big thing, I think. 146.5 to 149. Okay. Remember we were talking about the seven? The seven number,
yeah.
We're going to help you meet the seven. So this is a big thing. You know, whatever they're talking about, the seventh thing is really coming through for you, okay?
The seven.
And I want to mention something.
The
I am a big believer.
Right.
Pardon?
The seventh ray. The seventh ray.
Now, there's some books that I'm trying to remember the name of this. Her name was Violet Firth, her real name, but her pen name was Dion Fortune. And in a lot of those books are basically pagan-oriented books, but they're a fascinating set of books to read. She was big in the Order of the Golden Dawn, the Masonic mysteries, things like that. Very, very magical, very powerful person, and just amazing writer.
Thank you, Tom.
That stuff comes in an awful lot in her writing, talking about the seven. So I'll write you an email later about this, but definitely think about that because this is not a new subject.
Yeah. Dominica just put in chat, seventh ray is St. Germain. That's what I thought. That's the seventh ray means.
Okay. All right. 149 to 152. We're almost there. And this one is actually, let me tell you what. I'm going to take it 149 to 150 and a half because this one's complicated. Hit the light, save her. Hit the light, save her. Okay. And so they're watching out for you. What's that?
You said they hit the light?
Hit the light, save her. Yeah, they're like, hit the light, save her. that's interesting. 150 and a half to 152 and a half. Next phrase, and we're almost at the end here. Okay, You'll Like Seven. You know, it took me. It almost sounded like You'll Like Satan, and I was like, "What?" And then when I really listened, it was not that. It was You'll Like Seven. So it's it's this keeps referring to seven. 152.5 to 154.5, and then we got one right after that, and that's it. Bet she's sick of me. This is a sense of humor here. 154.5 to 156, and here's the final part. And he's kind of commenting that she's telling me that. So there's this kind of a humorous statement about that. So let's go back and review what we've got here. Your first question had to do with your health in St. Germain and everything you're going through. We're watching you straight from heaven, essentially. You know, they're definitely watching over you. And then the next is he's helping you, dear. It wouldn't be the same without you. The main thing, they're going to help John, and I'm not sure if it's really about me or, but it was definitely my name was very clear in this this one. So I'm not sure if it's about also stuff for my things that we're going through here with the ranch and health and all that kind of thing, but I appreciate that, St. Germain. Let's see. We're going to get you out from that sun, you know what. So really just straight to the punch. I mean, these guys are there's a sense of justice with them. I'm going to be helping you to talk, and that was basically the whole notion of helping you talk and not get flustered with all the things going on, which you've been going through some of that. We're going to take that shop out, is what it says here, Orge. We're going to help you seek your new home. You know, so it really is, they're really wanting you to find your place. Then the second question is something, we're going to Mount St. Helens. Now, I also wrote briefly Vesuvius, and because I couldn't tell which, but I'm going to settle on St. Helens. We're with the seven. With Mercy John's helping. And then it says, I put you the highest into the light. So basically, I think it's basically putting you a lot of energy around you, a lot of light around you. Then there was this one that says, don't take them, and I wasn't sure what it really meant, and it's probably the only one that I really had any trouble with interpreting what was being said. Gonna help them know where to run and show them where to run is basically the essentials of what this next one was. So it had to do with the changes coming up and knowing where to be when all this stuff happens is what I think this is saying. Then there's this like this out of the blue this statement of, hey Sarah, let me go, and I don't know what that's about, but you know, definitely it was very clear with the name Sarah. So you know, watch for someone, watch for indications of a Sarah spirit or the name Sarah around you. I don't know what else to say on that, but it's interesting. Then it comes back right back to, we're going to help you meet the seven, you know, or help you meet seven. Then it says, hit the light, save her. You're going to like seven. Back to that. Bet she's sick of me, and that's what she's telling me at the very end. So it's very much positive with some justice involved there. That's what I get. You still there? I'm Am I still on the air? I think I lost Joy. I'm going to go ahead and just, if someone can, in the chat room, just let me know I'm still on the air. I would sure like to know that. That would really be helpful. It seems I'm still on, so I am going to, I don't see anything going on here, so I'm just going to go ahead and, I think that's Joy. Joy, are you still there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I was like going, what the heck happened? So anyway, did you hear everything I was saying?
I thought maybe you had picked me back up because I got disconnected. And then I thought, well, then you just started saying, well, are you still on? And I'm thinking, well, guess maybe not.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Overall, pretty good reading. I'm definitely going to save this off right now. We put some time on this one for you, my dear, and very glad to have had you on with here with all this.
Yes, but they really, as usual, it's like my Atlantis question kind of got avoided, or not exactly, unless the seven has something to do with Atlantis.
Yeah, I think that I think what's going to happen is they're going to. There's more of this to come. So.
Beginning to think there are seven of us that are going to play a major role in this.
Well, we're just going to keep going with this, but I really think this seven is the Saint Germain thing. I really think that there's some relationship you have with this thing, this being. And I would, if it were me, I would just go talk with Dominica some more about this and do some research on it, and then see if you can develop a relationship with this and find out more.
Oh, I've already figured out who the embodiment is.
Okay, well, I took a guess,
and Malachi told me that after this EVP, I know I'm right.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and mail that off to you tonight before I leave the studio. I promise that I could always say you. And we'll just keep going on here, my friend. But I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Well,
okay.
As usual, it's always interesting.
You never know what's going to come into this show. But, hey, we love you, and we're all with you, by the way, just letting you know.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a big circle. It's like, okay, here she is. Let's go.
Okay. All right. You just want to stay on? Do you want to just stay on and listen in?
Yeah, just put me on hold or whatever.
Okay. All right. Thank you, love. Okay, and we got another caller here, so I'm going to go ahead and take the next call. That is 978. You're going to be coming on. 978, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
This is Frank from Massachusetts. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Frank from Massachusetts. It's my first time calling. And I wasn't quite sure. Are you doing a connection with Atlantis right now?
I'm doing connections with the other side. We generally hook people up with people who have passed. Tonight's theme is basically, spirits who are trying to get your attention in some way and trying to get through to you, and you ask them questions. Didn't quite go that way with Joy because she had some other questions, but she was the first one to call in, so she kind of got to do what she had to do there. But anyway, that's what we're doing tonight.
Okay, perfect. That's actually what I had in mind. I don't know how it works right now, but do you need me to ask the question, or can you connect before?
Okay, the way we do this is we have a FM signal that I use, and the other side basically will use that as a kind of a means of modulating their voice. So what I do is I set it all up, and it just takes a second. And what we'd like to do is, since we have 36 minutes, 34 minutes left here on the show, we put a lot of time in on that first set there. But if you have maybe one question, and when you have that question, keep it down to about maybe under 10 seconds. So, and when I tell you go, then you just go ahead and go, and then get real quiet right after you do your question. Just get very silent, and then I'll let it run out as long as I feel the need to, and then I'll stop, and then we'll go back and analyze it. So you up for that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So do you know who you're going to be talking to? Or do you know basically who you're going to be the name of the person, or do you have someone in mind?
I have no one in mind. Whoever wants to come and say something or have something to say.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and fire up. Okay. Got the FM going, and it's good here. All right. I'm going to do a 5 count, and when I say go, you go ahead and start talking, and then we'll go from there. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi. Right now, I'm really worried about my work environment, if I'm going to be able to find a job or move on so I can continue my studies through science. And if there's anything else that I need to know, and you have any message, even if it doesn't have to do with that, I'm welcome to it. So that's pretty much what I'm interested in, and also to say hi. Thank you.
Okay, we took that, let's see what we get here. That was actually a pretty good set of questions. You knew what you wanted, and the job stuff, a lot of people have that on their minds lately. So, and thank you for enunciating so clearly, too, because I could see where you're, the audio software here, I could see all the waveforms and stuff, so I know exactly where to do things. Sometimes people talk real soft. They get like all self-conscious on us, and then I gotta go look for their voice. And so, let's see. We're gonna now the bottom line here. While I do my little thing, we ask questions about you. We get to know all about you. So, what's going on in your life? I mean, you're talking about this employment thing.
Sorry?
Yeah. What's going on in your life with this employment situation? You had some worries about that.
Looking for a job, mostly I definitely want a job because I want to be making money, but I will also like a bridge, something that will help me to get certain experience needed to go into graduate school.
You know, I just saw a story, and I'm going to pass this on to you because I feel like it's going to help you. Let's just put it this way. Are you willing to really go the extra distance to get a job? I mean, are you willing to put in a little extra and get kind of a little unconventional if you want to get steady work?
Well, I mean, I'm doing everything I can, regardless.
Okay. Well, I saw a news story, and I'll share this. I was actually waiting for the opportunity to do this, and now I know why I saw this story, because it was really interesting. There was a guy, and I think he was in England. And he had been searching for a job for close to, I think, right about on the order of about a year, and he hadn't gotten anywhere. And he was on the social, social income coming in, welfare basically. And he had his girlfriend and partner. She was sick, and he was taking care of her, but not enough money to really do what needed to be done. This guy got so desperate, he basically followed his instincts, and I really think that spirit was leading this guy, because what ended up happening was that he got desperate enough, he said, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get a job. And so he went out, and he stood in the rain on the side of the freeway and stood there soaking wet, holding up a sign saying, I want a job, I'll do whatever it takes kind of thing. And he stood there, and within 1 hour, if I remember the story right, and I just saw this a few days ago, this guy got there was a guy driving by who runs a factory making cabinetry, and that guy saw him and thought, if anybody deserves a job, it's this guy standing out in the rain. Pulled him in, got him in the car, and he actually conducted the interview with the guy leaving a little puddle in the guy's office from all the rain that came off of him, and hired him, and actually got the job. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying is it's, you know, a lot of people are waiting for the to get a job through conventional means and just waiting around for it to be presented to them. This guy went into action, massive action, and did the thing that got him that job. You know, and Spirit, you know, the thing that really impressed me and the thing that I think that really got my attention was he followed his instincts and he followed what his soul was telling him, and it led him to, you know, the situation that benefited everybody. And it turned out that the boss loved his work. This guy was, like, you know, massively into, you know, doing really good work, and he was just, you know, he was going to go places. So, you know, that's just my message to you is think unconventionally, you know, think about unconventionally about the kind of work you want to do, and then do something that's a little different than everybody else. And I think that's going to help you with the work. Now, you have an awful lot of, I'm looking at the waveforms here. You have an awful talkative, and I think you were basically talking to your guide here. And what I'm impressed with here is just how much, how big these enunciations are. There's a lot of phrasing here. And so I'm definitely working through, okay, we basically got it. This went really quick. Sometimes it takes me quite a while. Now, I'm going to just jump right into it. And so this goes from 28.5 to 31.75 platform, 9.75. I just want to say that. Here we go. First phrase. Okay, and it mirrors exactly what I was saying. It's the first phrase says, going to help pick up yourself, going to help pick up yourself, basically saying that you're going to pick up yourself by your bootstraps. And, I think they were using me with what I was talking about, because I also do medium work. And it's this thing of you've got the drive to do it. They're saying you've got the talent. You've got the tools. You've got the technology. You know, you got what it takes. This next one is a little more, I'm going to actually break it in half because it looks pretty complicated. 30.5 to 33 seconds. Here we go. Now, have you got family or friends who have passed, people that are close to you, that, you know, like in the recent?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there someone named Peyton, or is a name that sounds like Peyton?
Peyton, no, that I can recall.
Okay. Is there any name that would be sounding like that would be close? Dayton?
No.
Okay. Think of, let's just put that, I'll tell you what, put that in the back of your mind, because what it's saying here is Peyton, or whatever this name is there with you. So some spirit is there with you. Now, that could be actually the name of your guide. That could be actually the name of, somebody you've never met, but you've, who's been guiding you and working with you. And so I don't know, but I have a feeling within 2 weeks, just my gut feel, that whatever, you're going to be just sitting there and you're going to be eating a sandwich or whatever, and then bang, it's going to come to you, you know, who this person is. So just put that in the back of your mind. Don't throw that out, because they took the effort to say that. 33 seconds to 35, next phrase. Okay, this is the kind of thing I look at. Yeah, Gerberdazy is Peyton Place. have you been through a personal challenge that made you doubt doubt your existence or life? And I'm sorry to be so blunt there, but have you been through some really personal stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just say this. This person on the other side is very adamant about this. Don't you dare to leave us. Okay? They're like they're wanting you to complete your mission on this side. And I'm not saying you were going to do something to yourself, but I'm just saying that even if it crossed your mind briefly, they're like going, you don't get out that easy. Okay, so you got to pick up, get up off your ass, keep going. Yep, you're going to do this life thing. Okay, so that's kind of what they're saying to us, in this thing here. So they are real supportive of you, but they want you not to lose heart because that's. You've got the capacity, and it's like I keep getting this message. You've got the tools. You've got the technology. It's that Ghostbusters thing, but you keep doing what you're doing. And you've got a real positive side to you, but there's times when you can really lose heart, and it can really get to you. So, but 35 to 37 and a half, next phrase. Let's see what we get here. They're really interesting guides. Whoever this person is, they're neat. Okay, another very positive message, chasing on the heels of that last thing. We want you to know that we love you, okay? And that's what they're saying. I mean, it couldn't be clearer. So is there a close family member who's passed to you, a real close family member, like a parent or brother, sister, contemporary?
Not that close.
But was it can you give a – it's just – I just have a feeling this person, like was with you on this side. And then passed on.
I mean, people who have passed on are friends, but like last year was the last time somebody relatively close passed on.
Well, I would definitely think that it was going to be one of the last two or three that passed. That's just the impression I get. Now I don't get a name, but here's the thing: is the name that was given with this Peyton thing, I think is related. So if I were you, I would ask around and look at some of the names that you think you know of your friends and find out what, because this is often a little trick they'll do to help validate that it was them. A lot of people will go by a different name than what their actual given birth name is. So I'd think about that real hard. But the impression I get here is that whoever this is linked up with your guides on the other side, and they're like hanging out with you because they're worried about you, and they want you to complete your mission, basically. That's the thing I keep getting with this. Now, let's keep going here, though. 37, we got 20 minutes, so we're going to breeze right through this, and it's looking pretty good. Let's take it actually, I'm going to break this out just a little bit. 37 and a half to 39. Here we go. How old are you, if I may ask?
Oh, 27.
27. Are you out of the house? Are you out of your family's house?
I just came back a year ago, actually.
Came back. That's kind of what I was thinking, because it says you're best loving your mom. Are you with your mother there?
Yep.
Okay. Well, your mother, your mom's like all over this thing with you. She's really she's not in your face about things, but she's definitely supporting you. I mean, and she's trying to help you stand up, be your own man, kind of thing. But she's quiet behind you, kind of like this force that's behind you. That's kind of the impression I get based on that. So you've got your family's support, from what I can understand here. I mean, does that make sense? That they're backing you? They're backing you the whole way?
Yeah, my mother makes sense.
Okay. And she's a wily one. She knows a lot of people. She knows how to get things done. I get the feeling she's going to bend a few things and do things to help you with whatever your situation is. So she's connected. That's just the feeling I get here. 39 to 41 and a half. Let's just call it that. Next phrase, powerful one here. And then we got some really, the next phrase after this really gets going. So let's see what we get here. Okay, and this is a male spirit. This is definitely a male spirit, and he says, "That's why I'm here to help you." And so he's absolutely at your side. And, they're not going to do it for you, but they offer words of encouragement. Now, the thing I get immediately, too, has there been anything happening in your home, or have you been feeling presences around at all in the house? Little things happening?
Yeah. I mean, from time to time, that happens.
And this kind of feels the thing I get with this person is trying to make their attention now. Has anything gone missing and then just suddenly ended up in a different place than you thought?
Well, my keys were missing for a few days and they just show up. But they were in the place that we were suspecting.
Okay, well, based on this contact here, I'm going to predict that you're going to get a little more activity, okay? And it's going to be kind of just basically remind you what you are doing here tonight. But you don't have to, it's nice that you come here and you'll talk to us on air, and we love having you on. But the thing I always like to do when we have these shows is to encourage you to develop a relationship with your guides and your spirits on the other side who are doing their best to get through to you. And so, a part of the theme tonight was this whole thing about them coming through and doing their best to get through to you. So this person is extremely clear about their intent to help you. They're extremely clear about the fact that they don't want you to lose heart. And they're going to do whatever it takes to get through to you. I suspect, there's more going on. If I were you, I would ask other members of the family, have you been seeing anything? Has anything been happening? So just put that in the back of your head. Let's see, 41 seconds to 44. Here we go, next phrase. This is a big one. Okay, do you know someone with a name that sounds like Fred?
Not that I recall. My name is Frank.
Oh, really? Okay, mm-hmm. Let me play it back again to make sure. Okay, here we go. Okay, then that sort of makes more sense than what I was originally writing, because I was looking at this Fred thing, and when I listen very carefully, and again, I'm having trouble with some of my audio here, so I'm having to really strain. Listen, Frank, I like you in heaven. Listen, Frank, I like you in heaven. And I was having trouble, it was definitely got the FR, but I wasn't sure. So I really think it was naming you, but I'd like to know who this spirit is. I mean, that's the thing, it kind of I'd love to get a name out of this. A lot of times on the show, we'll get names. So we'll just keep going. 44 and a half to 47 and a half. Here we go. Okay, kind of confirm my suspicions about, and I really would like to. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do, is kind of make note of what's happening around you after the show here and after you're off air with me, and start keeping kind of a journal of things, because this one says, "Listen, friend, I'll be with you tonight." So I think that me saying about how things gonna kind of amp up for you a little bit. With them getting your attention now that they know you're listening and that you want to know, I think things are going to happen around you a little more accelerated than you're used to. Though we definitely would like to hear back from you as to how this is going. So, but it's all supportive. It's all good. And I think that they're basically the thing that I would get with the job situation is self-starting and listen to your intuition and listen to them coming through to you. Because we all have psychic ability, we all have mediumistic tendencies. If you just open your heart and you listen to that little voice inside. Now, 47 to 50 seconds, here's the next one. Here we go. Okay, did you go out today? Did you happen to take a walk anywhere today?
I went to the library and back, and then I went to get a lottery ticket earlier, but that was about it.
Okay, this spirit says, I helped you on your walk today. So I don't know what that's about, but evidently you're not walking alone when you're out doing stuff, so just... you know, the overall message is you've got them with you. I mean, that's just the consistent theme in this thing. 50 to 52 and a half. Next phrase. Here we go. We're almost at the end. Okay, name did come through. You will see us with Peter. I don't know who Pete or Peter is, but definitely the name Peter came through. So you will see us with Peter. Now, I don't know what that's about, but they have their own ways when they do this. So 52 and a half through 55 and about half, and that's the end of it. Let's see what we get at the last phrase here. Okay, it's really kind of all up to you. What they're saying is they hope you stick with us, or they hope you stick with it. And the thing is it's just really lighting a fire under your butt to get out there. And they're going to be there with you all the way, and they'll do little things to bend the situation your way if you make the effort. That's the thing that keeps coming through with this, okay? So, you know, it's really all about your will to get out there and do whatever it takes. And, you know, and the message for you is to never get, you know, this sounds corny, but, you know, it's from the movie Galaxy Quest. Never give up. Never surrender. That's the thing, you know. And the mentioning and the validation of a couple of names here, you know, the Peter and the other. Now, I'll go back and reread this so we get the full gist of it and the full painting here. Going to help you. Going to help you basically pick up yourself. You know, they're basically saying pick yourself up off your britches and keep going. Peyton's there with you, or somebody like Peyton. And then it really gets into this thing. Don't you dare leave us. And you know, I was worried a little bit about you losing heart or getting depressed about things. So you know, they're basically giving you like the shaking the finger kind of in your face thing. And I get the feeling that, again, this is a friends. These are friends, contemporaries that you knew that have passed on, but who are keeping an eye on you. We're here to tell you that we love you. Basically they're talking about you loving your mom and your mom being there. And that's why I asked you about this whole thing about you being home, which is a good thing for you right now. And trust me, it happened to me. Here I am. I'm 51 years old, and I had to move home to take care of parents. You know, and ended up. You know, I'm running this ranch right now, doing a lot of the engineering and all support around here. So, it's definitely a lifelong thing with parents, and you know, and they're helping you, but one day you're going to get to return the favor. Let's see. Listen, Frank. Something in heaven, and so. Listen, Frank, I like you in heaven, okay? So, and I was confused about the Fred, so it was definitely, I'll still put question marks around it, but I think it was really, you know, talking to you directly with the FR, the Frank. And then, listen, friend, I'll be with you tonight. So these spirits have been with you, and you've been getting little indications that they're around. Now, I helped you on your walk today. You'll see us with Peter or somebody like that name, like Peter or a name that's similar, Pieter or whatever. And they're basically the final thing is they're putting it on you. They hope you stick with it, or they hope you stick with us. You know, so they're backing you up, my friend. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So. Tell you what, now, if you are you logged in on Blog Talk right now? Do you have like an ID on Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Go ahead and just go to my if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ghostwriter, message me with your email, and then I'm just going to save off your reading here so I can get the MP3 to you, okay? And then I just want you to have a copy of this. And then just stay in touch because we'd like to hear what happens, okay?
Definitely.
And get that job. Get out there and be unconventional. That's the big thing, you know. That's the message they want for you to do. If you have to stand out there with a sign in the rain and you catch this job and you do that, dude, you owe me lunch, okay? So get that job, right? All right.
All right.
Okay, my friend. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Okay, and we don't have any other callers in right now, although I am going to look for, I guess, Karen to call. Karen, it would be nice to have you on, co-host. Hello? Okay, I see a 978. Oh, wait a minute. No, I just hung up on that person. Anyway, Karen... Karen, if you will call me, I will talk to you about Arizona. Anyway, Karen's going to be out here on Thursday, and I've got the truck actually at the shop right now, getting the air conditioner taken care of. That's going to be $300 getting that fixed. But I'm going to take care of the ladies who are going to be riding with me on our trip to Bodie, which is upcoming. And so actually, let me put this down so I can see the chat room and see what's going on in the chat. Anyway, I appreciate you guys coming out, by the way, doing this 9 to 11 o'clock show with us and sticking with us. Let's see who we got out there. Blue Goose. We got Kathy's Distant Echoes. Kathy's taking care of the chat room. Dominica's with us. Elizabeth Rose, Fire Witch. Frur. I can't even say that. Frur. F-R-U-R. Frur. Frur? Fur. Gerber Daisy's here. Karen's Dream. Old Crow. Got Jason from Paranormal Guys. And got Vicodin is with us. And I do see a new line. 623, you're on the air.
Hi, John. It's Karen.
Karen, you're here. So good to have you here.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I've been a little quiet tonight.
Yeah, you have been, and I was like going, I figured you were at work, and then you dialed in, and I've got the microphone all set. You got your headphones are sitting here. I'm looking right at them. They're all set with your chair. Everything's all taking place here. I was drilling into the side of the building tonight, running the new network cable through the wall, and I put a special clip system in that holds that all together. So it's all, and I'm even going to vacuum in here for tomorrow for you, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm getting this all put together, but it's still messy. So after the show, I'm going to be throwing some stuff in the attic like a crazy man. But we're getting it all in order around here for you, my dear. Mom's looking forward to it. Dad's all ready to, it's late enough at night, and I'll just say this. My father's all set to tell you it's a bunch of bullsh.
Cool.
You know what?
Yeah.
That we do.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. I'm looking forward to seeing them. In fact, I was packing today.
Oh, you're packing today already?
I was packing, yeah.
Yeah, and be ready for the temperatures in the eastern Sierra.
Nice.
can get really tough out there. So, we got 2 minutes remaining. So, my gosh, it went by there really quick. 2 minutes remaining. So, yeah, be ready for what's coming up, and pack really warm clothes, and we'll bring extra blankets and stuff to keep everybody warm.
How cold is it?
It could get down to under 30 degrees really easy in a high desert. So, bring
a coat in my bag then.
Yep, I'll bring extra stuff. So just pack what you can, easily to get on the plane. But we'll have plenty here. So just just hang in there, and we'll take good care of you. But hey, we got 10:58, 30 seconds. I did call out the chat room, but Kathy's saying, call me after the show. Yeah, Kathy's saying, call me after the show. I will call you after the show. I promise. But yeah, an interesting Soul Stream night. Not quite the kind of call-ins we normally get, but we got a couple in there, and it was good to get two. We'll definitely be back Thursday night. I'll be on with Kathy on Kathy's Distant Echoes, along with Karen. Will be with me here in studio. And then after we do Kathy's show, we'll take a half-hour break, go get something to eat, drink a drink, and be merry, and then come back, and we'll do a Soul Stream show. And Karen will be with me, and she'll be operating some of the equipment here in the studio. So we got about...
with me.
She will be my engineer. Yes,
burn the house down.
Yeah, so no, you will not burn it down. I'll be right next to you. I've even got my little wine glass here with my skull and crossbones on it, so you'll get to see that. So anyway, let's see. We got 20 seconds on the stream, so thank you everybody for being on. God bless. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And we will be here Thursday. Look for us, and we're just going to have a real good time. So with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. And stay on, Karen. We'll just let the feed go. Okay, now we're off feed. And there it is. So we just went off. And, I'm looking forward. We're still, and by the way, we're still recording. So, we have still people listening. And as all these people listening to, yes, we have these people. Joy's listening. Hi, Joy. So, I'm going to bring Joy back on. Let's see if she's
good.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
So yeah, yeah, it's going to be great. Enjoy. I think you're going to end up in California before May of 2011. That would be my prediction.
I was told this coming November.
I think it's going to be just a little bit. Well, yeah, that fits before, but I just get a feeling it's going to be like kind of a transition thing. It won't be quite complete. That you'll get in, it'll be all done and over with by May. So you may be looking.
Maybe.
Yeah, I just get a feeling that
it's going to be a road trip in November from Texas. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're going to be meeting some people and stuff, and then it'll just open up some opportunities. But yeah, that's definitely coming.
Well,
and
what part of California are you looking at?
Should I say, John?
Sure, why not?
Well, right where John's at.
Oh, really? That's a really nice place. Very pretty.
Yeah.
It's out here. The weather's good. You can, especially in the Sierra Nevadas. If you get up into the foothills, that's the place to be, especially during earth changes. If there is a mass tidal wave, being high up is going to be good. And Blue Goose is sitting there saying, "Yo, John. Yep, I'm just going to say yes. I'm still here." So anyway. But I didn't realize you were thinking about coming out this way. Well, God, Joy, that'd be great to have you out here. So,
yeah, I think you probably will. All of a sudden, I'm just thinking, well, John, you're going to get a visit from 6 and 7.
Yeah, it's funny. Kathy keeps talking about this some of these enlightened spirits that are around and different things. And who knows? This could be a bunch of us. They're supposed to be in like a big group of some sort. So.
And the 7th grade. I'm just getting a feeling that both 6 and 7 are coming your way.
Well, it's funny because with all the medium work and the different things I'm doing, a lot of strange stuff is happening. And, and what's interesting is when you do the meditation work and the different things that I'm following the program that I'm on, it's just the accuracy of my readings is going up. I'm picking names out. Now tonight I'm a little off. It wasn't so much a reading night, but when I'm not doing EVP and I'm just going on pure mediumship, it's been interesting. It's been interesting to see the development process just start to kick up. So raising your vibrational level and doing the stuff that we're doing, it's really changing things. And I think that's going to happen with you.
Vibration levels.
I think you're going to be developing a lot more than you think you are.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I already know that. I mean, I've only already been evolving and developing and growing so much in the past 8 months that my head spins from it all.
Yeah.
But no, talk about vibrations. When I had the CAT scan...
Yeah.
And I've never had one before. I had a brain MRI.
Yeah.
That was so strange. I got in there and the machine started and I was like, oh my God, it's speaking my language.
You know, what's interesting with the MRI is when you when they apply that strong magnetic field for a very brief set of instances. It changes your entire body's atoms. They all line up for a very short time. And
I had to fight to be still. There was one segment that I had to fight to keep my face, just concentrate on remaining still because a big smile, I just felt it coming. It just made me feel so good. I can't explain it, but the thing was speaking my language.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting that when you've been in those kinds of devices and it's making that click 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 and that's actually it's doing all kinds of snapshots and it's doing those kinds of things to line up your atoms in your body, and you're actually undergoing some physical change because of the thing they're doing to you. And I've just found that amazing. I mean, I just sit there and think, wow, you know, I went in there, all my atoms lined up exactly the same, you know, and then they went back, and I was going, what does that do to you, man? Does that like change your internal structure?
I mean, should have strapped me down.
I think what that does is it just puts you in another universe. You leave the one you were in, and you pop in another one, and you just go, wow, wicked cool. So, thanks to General Electric.
But I've been terrified because I've never had one before, but once I got in there and it started, I was like, oh, heck yeah. And when it was over, I asked the guy when they pulled me out of the tunnel, I said, has anybody ever said that they liked it? He looked at me kind of funny and said, well, no.
Well,
and I really just wanted to say, can we do that again?
Yeah. Well, why were they looking for your, why did you go in to have your brain scanned?
Because the only way to prove or disprove MS is a brain scan.
Oh, and so now have you had any, did they get back to you with any information on that?
I know.
So you're waiting to hear back, right?
No, I know.
Oh, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. But are you okay? Is everything good with you for, you know, are you handling it well?
Well, I don't have any other choice, and I will fight it tooth and nail. And that's why I'm going to Texas, because the person that has extended their home to me, he's been fighting it for 9 years. And he's done very well with it and learned a lot dealing with it holistically and healing techniques and just changes in his diet. And he's learned a lot, and I'm going to go and learn everything he's doing.
You know,
I know I'm not going to end up in a wheelchair. And right now, you know, I'm having difficulties, but I know I'm going to improve and get stronger and fight this thing.
You know, the thing that when I had the shingles attack and I was going through the neuropathy and I had just a little taste of what you've been through, you know, and I did the research, you know, because shingles is sort of like that. It's this virus. The virus is doing all the attacking on the nerves, and it just tears you up inside. It's like being grabbed by this. I called it being grabbed by the demon, and just it's like stripping your electrical system apart, and you're just sitting there, just you twitch, and you can't do anything about it. And when I found the papers from Johns Hopkins that talked about the fish oil, you know, and you know, gave me some ideas of what to do, and I recovered far faster because of the fish oil thing, and it turned out to be something a lot of people with shingles benefit from. Now, I don't know that would help you with your thing, but you're doing the right thing. You're listening.
I'm going to look into some of the prescription, the heavy duty fish oils that are out now, and see, you know, about that. My biggest problem right now is I can't. Catholic Charities was fantastic. They got me the brain scan.
Right.
And some other tests. But I can't get a doctor out here to take me on. I have tried and tried, and no one is taking new patients.
Yeah, with what's happening with the supposedly helpful healthcare initiative.
Even though I've had the scan and that's proof, I still need to get a written diagnosis from a doctor in order to file for disability. And I can't get a doctor to see me. This is just ridiculous. I can only hope that I'm going to have better luck in Texas, because I didn't have any luck in Florida either. I got a little
bit feeling. I would get those tests that you took and get the copies of everything
and take it
with you.
I've got those coming. I already got a copy of my blood work, and I should have a copy of my MRI in the next few days, because that's what I'm doing, gathering everything to take with me.
Yeah.
And I can only hope that my friend in Texas can maybe talk to his doctor if, you know, he doesn't want to see me, to say, look, just give me one or two appointments. I've already had the brain scan. I've got all you have to, I just need a written diagnosis.
Well, I would say intuition is telling me that you're going to get better. You're going to do better in Texas with that, but it's not going to be the long-term thing. But at least it'll get you a good start, and then they'll be able to network you to the right people. So this is a good thing that you're doing. You know, you'll be there. I think you're going to be there a little longer than you think. That's just my my impression.
Well, that's what, I kind of thought. But and then when I was told the other day on, November, but, I don't know. We'll see. But like I said before, some people give you dates, and there really is no time.
Well, yeah, things can change along the way.
So.
Well, even if you can just get a little inexpensive bottle of the fish oil, that's what I ended up. I was told to try different brands until you find one that works. And I found an Alaskan brand that really worked well for me. And I stuck with that. And I started off with 4 pills a day at the worst of it. And then eventually got down to a maintenance dose of 1 pill a day. And if I start to get a flare and I can kind of feel it coming, then I just boost it to 2 and it knocks it right out. So, but I don't know, the specifics of what happens with multiple sclerosis. There's what differences there are from what I went through, but it sounds like your friend is really connected with that and really knows the ins and outs. So
my brother had that.
Your brother had MS?
My brother has MS, yes.
Oh, really?
A lot of other things too, because he was overweight, so he got the diabetes, and yeah, he was in a wheelchair for a while, but he's back out of it though.
Okay.
Well, hell. So, but is he?
Well, yeah, and I gained weight for a while, but I've lost it. I've got, just a little bit more to go, and I'll be back down to my tiny self. But
well, I think
I don't see myself ending up in a wheelchair. I don't think it's gonna.
No, I don't see that either. I think you're gonna take charge of this thing and do what you got to do to deal with it.
A low point right now, but I think once I get to Texas, I will do better.
I think I think nutrition is a big thing, and exercise, and just try to maintain a healthy balance and immune system, and I think you can maintain it.
Yeah, and that's what my plans are, and what my friend has planned for me. He's been, telling me a lot about it. And I stopped because the medication that I was given a few weeks ago, it's like I started taking that, and then I did some research on it. And I was like, because they put me on a heavy-duty diuretic for the edema. But after I was on it, I guess about 5 days, I was just so weak. And so I went online and researched it and saw that most doctors recommend 2 to a maximum of 4 days a week. And I was like, And one of the drawbacks of it is it does cause exhaustion, so I dropped off of it, stopped taking it, then I would take it a couple of days, and then go back off, but my friends told me to start drinking apple cider vinegar, and oh, wow, that's gross.
Yeah.
I did do it, and I'm forcing myself to do it.
I have heard that is good, but yeah.
A diuretic, yeah. Yeah, I just started it yesterday because I had to get to the store to get some, and I took it for the first time this morning, and it's like, oh, wow. They told me to take a shot glass full, and I just had a feeling because, you know. So I stuck it in the freezer for about 10 minutes. And it's a good thing I was leaning against the sink and I had myself braced because I drank that stuff, and I was like just grabbing for stuff that's like, oh, gosh, let me get this taste out of my mouth.
I actually get. I've gotten used to it. I use it to as a digestive aid. It's really good for when you get a little older and you need a little extra enzymes to help with your digestion, and it really is good for you. But I don't drink a whole lot of it. I mean, I basically take a couple of teaspoons, you know. But
yeah,
it sounds like
well,
you were drinking
a
good size. Yeah. Yeah, but you could probably, take some of the
not every day,
out of
but
it.
He told me, you know, twice a week.
Yeah.
I can deal with it. Just tomorrow, I'm gonna find something stronger than. I'm trying to think, what in the heck would be good to drink after that to kill that taste?
Put it in.
Because coffee didn't do it.
How about whiskey?
Probably a little bit of milk to chase it with, just a small bit of milk to kind of take the take it out.
That might help. Yeah, unfortunately, alcohol is bad for people with MS. But I've never been a drinker anyway, so. And I'm like, in June, it's like I was feeling sorry for myself because everybody forgot my birthday, and my roommate had some beers and in the refrigerator, and I said, "Can I have one of those?" And I didn't even get through the whole thing, and I was like drunk and in the kitchen, falling around and laughing my ass off all by myself.
Oh, geez.
So she's a cheaper date than I am.
Yeah.
Good God.
It doesn't take much. That's why at the beginning of the chat, when you said something about passing out margaritas, I was like, hey. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Which can't handle drinking. Yeah, that's true. You know, about three quarters of a beer, and I'm done.
You know, I'm the same. I don't drink very much, although I just got in the mail. I got my beer making kit, so I am going to be brewing beer, GRI's beer. Yeah, I think I'm going to create a label for each of my favorite people in the chat room. So there will be, you know, Karen's. Let's see, we got to come up with a name for Karen's brew.
Well, you have to name brew. One fire.
Karen Brew, and then Joyce Halation. Joy's hellaciously good broom something or another, broom ale.
Just call it fire. Find one that's really strong and just call it fire.
Joy's fire brew. Yeah, Joy's fire water.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm going to do labels and then we'll have to. But I've actually got one of the guys from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Scott Wise is sending me some of his beers, and he got me talked into it. So I ordered the kit. So I'm gonna go. As a matter of fact, it's sitting in the back window right now at behind the house. So I'm gonna go grab it and take a look at it after the show's here is over with. But well, hey guys, I know I'm gonna lose the feed here any second. So
I gotta get to work.
Yep. So but I will be and Karen, you're gonna be in touch with me, so I'll find out exact time so I know when to leave work to get you.
Okay.
And Joy, we're going to be on, you know, you'll see me out and about, and call in again on Thursday if you want.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, we love you both.
Good night, Joe. You take care.
You too, Karen. Love you, Dan.
Okay.
Good night, John.
Hey, good night. Okay, see you later. And
okay.
To everybody in chat, or not chat, chat's over with. Hell, it's all done. To everybody out there listening in on the archive.
I think everybody's left except for paranormal guys.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I just shut down too, but we're going to go ahead and tell the archive listeners, thank you for listening in on the archive part of this and listening to us to talk about our illnesses and stuff like that and hope and beer making and everything else. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off, and we'll see you guys on Thursday night. Take care, everybody. God bless. See you, and see you, Joy. Bye.
Bye.